Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for Lawton's annual Arts for All Festival. The yearly art show brings artists from near and far to Southwest Oklahoma to sell their wares and also serves as a fundraiser for Arts for All Incorporated in its mission to support the arts in the region. Joining us today to talk about this year's festival is Rhonda Norell, the president of Arts for All Incorporated and the co-chair of this year's event. Rhonda, thanks for being here.
You're quite welcome. It's an honor to get to be here and talk about the festival.
So what's new for this year's festival?
Well, this year it is our 45th year celebration. We have some different vendors. We are actually this year going to have a special additional shirt that is the Arts for All umbrella logo that will be printed on site. And we still have a wine garden and a beer garden and lots of wonderful, beautiful art.
Who are some of the artists that are attending this year? Which yearly favorites will attendees see? And who will be new this year?
Jenny Perry's back from Frederick, the mosaic artist. Our featured artist is Angie Ellis. David Gill's back. Kemper from Oklahoma City's back. We have quite a few new ones. We have pottery. We have photography, mosaics, oils, paintings, everything imaginable to educate yourself on different forms of art and to, of course, purchase art.
You mentioned her in that list. Tell me more about this year's featured artist.
This year's featured artist is Angie Ellis. She's out of Chattanooga. Her mother was an artist also. She has been featured at Southwestern Medical Center in their Pride Gallery. We selected her this year for her whimsical, nice female cowl. And she's bright colored and a happy face, and we're hoping that just brings rays of sunshine for the festival. We know that with its Mother's Day weekend, lots of times we get a little bit of rain. We walk the festival as a committee and look for artists that are at the festival each year to bring back next year as our featured artist. And overwhelmingly, we selected her this year.
Now, we should point out that this isn't just an art show. There are always some wonderful performing groups at the festival on the two street stages and in the wine garden. So who are some of those performing groups that we'll see at this year's festival?
We have three stages going on. We have a 4th Street stage and a 3rd Street stage, which are usually comprised of entertainment that our children provide. Then we have in the wine garden, we have entertainment there. We have Logan Walker. Danny Cox and his band will be there opening Friday night. And different people, we just bring in local, extremely well-liked talent that comes in, and they start on the stages in the wine garden especially. That's where that entertainment's provided. Happens Friday when we open and runs all the way through Sunday night at 5 o'clock.
And to follow that, how much does it boost festival attendance to have these entertainment options in addition to the art show?
It's a tremendous boost. The bands and the individuals that come and perform, as well as the children that are on the stages, those bring people downtown to the event, which is important because it's exposing children to different art forms. It's exposing adults. It's usually very relaxed. It's free. So we bring in, for the weekend, activities. The children have an arts tent that they can do crafts and gifts for mothers for Mother's Day. The children from different schools perform, and they're awesome. And then just some people just like to come and hang out on a pretty day, and they come and walk the festival, have something to eat, and maybe stop and listen to the music wherever on one of the three stages.
Now, the purpose of the festival each year, besides providing art and entertainment, is to be a fundraiser for Arts for All Incorporated and support its work. So what is Arts for All Incorporated's mission in the
community? Arts for All's mission is to continue with some education about the arts in the community, of which our member groups, the six member groups, have done a phenomenal job doing. Last year, we touched over 14,700 students with the arts programs from the member groups. The festival is our gift back to the community. We do it as a fundraiser, and then we do the gala in the fall as a fundraiser to support the member groups. And there are groups like Lawton Community Theater, the Wichita Wildlight, Southwest Opera Guild, Blue Moon, Lawton Philharmonic. All those groups make up what goes on with Arts for All.
Thinking in more economic terms, I guess, what does attendance usually look like? How many people does the Arts for All Festival bring into Lawton each year?
We typically think that we draw in between 15 and 25,000 people into the festival itself for the 3 days. The festival starts Friday afternoon late and runs till dusk, and starts again Saturday morning at 10 and runs till dusk. And then Sunday, which is Mother's Day, we run from 11 to 5. And, you know, people come from all over Southwest Oklahoma and Texas. We bring in artists from all across the United States, really. You know, we've got people, Jenny Perry, for one, just has been away on the East Coast doing a mosaic conference. So I'm anxious to see some of the new works that she might have. And, you know, with us being such a commuter community, we're hoping that we draw from all the feeders into Lawton. And the economic development, they come in into town, some spend the night, you know, they eat, whether they're eating at the festival or maybe some of our other restaurants or staying in our hotels. It's a huge benefit for our community each year.
Now, talking about that community aspect, I know it's a major endeavor to make the festival happen each year. How much volunteer work goes into the festival?
Arts for All is very unique with the festival. We are 100% volunteer. So those member groups are all providing volunteers from their groups to staff the Coke tent, be booth sitters, help set up. And we start on Tuesday setting up, and it's all volunteers. We work, the festival is only about 32 hours, but there's so many hours of commitment from people that take off and come work, that have been on the committee, and people that we see once a year to volunteer to make this happen, that they're part of our community and part of the groups to help things happen.
Well, we are running short of time, but Rhonda, as we close our conversation, is there anything else about the festival that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I don't think so. Just come join us. It's a wonderful weekend.
All right. Rhonda Norell, president of Arts for All Incorporated and festival co-chair, joining us today to talk about the upcoming Arts for All Festival. Rhonda, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
The 45th annual Arts for All Festival will be held May 10th through the 12th in Shepler Park in Lawton. Festival hours are 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is free. For more information about the festival or about Arts for All Incorporated, visit LawtonArtsForAll.org or find the festival page on Facebook. KCCU is a media sponsor of the Arts for All Festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.